Zog the Gemara again, Daf Yud Omed Aleph, 7 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbonon, Kol HaLishkoi Shoy B'Mikdosh Loi Hoy Lehen Mezuzah. All the Lishkois, all the different chambers that were in the Beis HaMikdosh did not have a mezuzah. Chutz MiLishkas Parhedrin. The only place that had a mezuzah was Lishkas Parhedrin. The place that the Kohen Gadol was separated for 7 days before Yom Kippur, over there it had a mezuzah. And Pashtus, this mezuzah is a chiv deraisa. Zog the Gemara, why? Shohoyah bo beis dira l'kohen gadol. Since it wasn't a boat, it was a beis dira for the kohen gadol, even though it was only for 7 days. But l'maisa, it was a beis dira, and a dira is chayv mezuzah. On that, Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda argues in Tanakama. Om Rabbi Yehuda, v'aloi kama lishkos hoy b'mikdos, shohoyah and beis dira, v'aloi la mezuzah. There were numerous other lishkas that were also a beis dira, and yet they did not have a mezuzah. So why should the lishkas pehedin be any different? Now these other lishkas, for instance, like the Mishnah in Tomid enumerates, there was beis aftinas, the beis hanitzus, beis hamoiket. There were different lishkas that the shoyim were over there, and they stayed over there, and yet they did not have a mezuzah. Now, even though the shmir over there was taka not day and night, it was only that night. Akaponim, that's going to be the difference soon. But right now, Rabbi Yehuda is saying there were numerous other lishkas that were supposedly a beis dira, and yet they did not have a mezuzah. So why is lishkas pehedin different? And a lishkas pehedin gzeira hoisa. Lishkas pehedin is only the rabbanon tikedina gzeira. What's the gzeira? The Gemara is going to say soon the maskana that people shouldn't say that the kohen gadol is taken into beis asurin. He's taken to captivity. He's taken to a place for 7 days against his will. You place a mezuzah, so then already it's not a beis asurin. A mezuzah is a proper home. It's a beis dira. He's going on a paid vacation, 7 days. So then once it has a mezuzah, so there's no gzeira that people will say that he's in beis asurin. So lo'olam. The other lishkas, they were in a beis hamikdash, even though they were beis dira, but l'maisa did not have a mezuzah, because over there there's no gzeira that they'll say that someone is in a beis asurin. It wasn't that they had to be there. Mashenkom lishkas by hedin, Dr. Yehuda. It's rabbonon dekadin. Why? A gzeira that people shouldn't say that is chovish beis asurin. That's all shits Rabbi Yehuda. But Tanakama shita is that all the lishkas in the beis hamikdash did not have a mezuzah because it wasn't a diras odom except for lishkas by hedin that it's called the beis dira for the kohen gadol because he had to be there for 7 days straight, day and night. And that's taka chiyah mezuzah. It's a chiyah dira. That would be the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and chachomim. Is it a din? A deraisa dekadin? That means you had to, it's a regular dira because of dira's kohen gadol, or it's no, it's only a drabonon dekadin, Zog the Yehuda, it's a gzeira that people shouldn't say that it's chovish beis asurin. Now, Tois right away asked the question, in Dibah Masach Chutzk Milishkas Pahedin, Shabahoy Sadira, Vim Toymar, why is the only exception Lishkas Pahedin according to Tanakama? After all, Lichshav Nami Lishkas Beis Evan, Shabahoy Sadira, Lekoyin Aserv Sapora, there was another place where he had, a coin had to be by 4 or 7 days. The Lishkas Beis Evan, which was in the Bira, which we said is for the Kohen HaSeref HaSapora. He also was separated 7 days. So there's two truths from that. Yesh loyimah lechoshev ala lishkas shev mikdash. These lishkas were not in the Beis HaMikdash. They were in the Choyl. Shebnu is bekoidish. We're only enumerating those that are born in bekoidish. Ava lishkas Beis Evan barabayis hava. So mainly we're only counting the ones that were in the Kodesh. Now even if we're going to say that it was considered in the Choyl, the lishkas b'hedin, because it was open to the Choyl, but the Maisa Tei said earlier in Davches that it's considered somach la'azora, it's considered in the Azora. Inami, another Teretzak Toysus, the Lishkas Behedin is different than the Lishkas Beis Evin. Inami came to Lehave Bechol Shato, Ela Achas the Kamashonim, Lechoshev Dira. What's the reason you have a mezuzah? Because it's a Beis Dira. The Beis Dira of the Lishkas Sefer Sapporo is not a yearly thing. It's every few years whenever they burn the Poro. So Mele, since it wasn't a yearly thing, it's only Achas the Kamashonim that doesn't constitute, doesn't make it a Beis Dira to Mechai Mezuzah. So the only one that's a Beis Dira is only Lishkas Pahedin, according to Tanakama, because that was Taki yearly, that was every year before Yom Kippur. Mashenkin Lishkas Beis Evan wasn't yearly, because it was every few years, it wasn't something that makes it a Beis Dira, being only every few years. Now the Gvura Sari has a Gvaldik Kasha on the Sugya, according to Tanakama, we're saying now, that is a Chi of Mezuzah, because the Kohen had to be there for 7 days, day and night. Lemaisa, at the end of the day, he's only there for 7 days, and you're not chayv in mezuzah unless you're there for 30 days. It's not called a dira until you're there 30 days. Yes, in Eitz Yisrael, a soich is chayv right away. That's because of Yishuv Eitz Yisrael. But Yishuv Eitz Yisrael is not relevant by the Lishkas Behedjin. We don't want to leave Yishuv. You're not supposed to be here. You're only here because you have to be nifrash for 7 days. It's not a place of Yishuv. It's not a place you have to live. You're not supposed to live here. It's only because of 7 days. Be'etzem ein Yishuv HaBazara. The only reason why we did it is because of 7 days separation.
to be ready to go to Rav Arizem Kippurim. But no, Gzerov Yishev Eitz Sol over here. So no, Ebezoi, why would 7 days constitute a Shem Diyurin? It's not a Shem Diyur based on Sugi Menachas until the 30 days. So the Gvur Sari says two Yisraelis to Keturitzim. Number one, he says that over here it's considered a Diyur even if it's less than 30 days. The Balti has to be a Bal Korcha. The Bal Korcha shafts a Shem Dira even if it's less than 30 days. Usually a home tak is only a home when it's there 30 days. That's called a Shem Bias. Over here, because you have to be Bal Korcha and Dira's Bal Korcha, we see in Ahmed Beis, the Tanakama sheet is Dira, Bal Korcha Shmei Dira. So because it's called a Dira, so Mamela, it's considered a Dira even less than 30 days because you have to be a Bal Korcha. So Mamela, it's tak a Shem Dira even by 7 days. Another teretz he wants to say is that since the Koyen had to pay for it, every Koyen paid for their own Lishkas Pahedin, their Sois and their Boina, their own, so that makes it a Shem Dira even less than 30 days because I paid for the expenses, that makes it my Dira. So Mele, even less than 30 days, it's called a Shem Dira. Reb Leib Malin, he's Magdir, and he says, Avadas Mezuz is a Chayvis Hador. The Chiv is on the person living there, no question. It's the Soicha that's Chayv, never the Maskir. It's a Chayvis Hador. But it's not stam a regular Chayvis Hador. It's a din in the Cheftz, not a din in the Gavra. Of course, there's a Tanai that you have to have a person living there. The Gavra is Mechuyev. But it's not the Pshat that the Dira is totally in the Dyer. You need a Tanai that you have to have a Dyer there. And it's a Chayvis Hador. But the Shem Mezuzah is a Chiv in the Cheftz of the Bayis. So when is something usually called the Dira? After 30 days. That's called the Shem Dira. It's a living quarter. Masha'enke, when you have these milas, like we're saying over here, Lishkas Pahedrin, where you have to be the Bal Korcha, or you have to pay for your own expenses, it's paid for, lock, stock, and barrel by the Koyen, so that gives the Shem Cheftza, the Cheftza of the Dira, is already called the Dira by 7 days. Because since it's a din in the Cheftza, not stam in the Gavra, it's a din in the Cheftza, the Hainu, that it's a Shem Dira, because it has these super qualities that you have to be the Bal Korcha. So it's a Shem Dira even before. The Cheftz of a Dira is a Shem Dira even before 30 days. Because of the expenses, because he has to pay for it, or because he has to be the Bal Korcha. Mashiach and Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says that the whole Chiv is Avada, there were other Lishkas that had a Shem Dira too, and they didn't have Mezuzah. The reason why Lishkas Pahedin has a Mezuzah is only because of a Gzeira, that people shouldn't say that it's Chovash Beis Asurin. Zogdrashi, Gzeira Hoiso, Lekame Mefash, Gzeira Shame Yoimu Koengol, Beis Asurin Uchovush. Zogdi Gemorre, my time in Rabbi Yehuda, we're saying now, Kong Rabbi Yehuda, the Etzem Mi'ikadin, your potter from Mezuzah. Without the Gzeira of Shame Yoimu, Chovush Beis Asurin, you'd say he's potter from Mezuzah. So what's the reason, Rabbi Yehuda, that he took a potter from Mezuzah? And then the Gemorre says, Omer Rabbe, Kosova Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Bayi Sheino Osi Lemoisa Chamav Lemoisa Kshomim. If it's not a bias that's meant for winter and for summer, not one season, it has to be every season, not some seasonal. This is only 7 days. But if a bias is not called a bias unless it's summer and winter, or able to be for summer and winter, ain't no bias. And vibalt lishkas pahedin was only for 7 days. It wasn't a bias. A osu lechayitzu lechayiv for yimaisacham meisak shomim. On that, the Siach Yitzchak says that all the other lishkas that were taken there in the chayiv and in the kayitz. So why they taken at chayiv in mezuzah? Because he said, "Kama lishkas hoyu shoyu beis dira v'lohi la mezuzah." The Teretz says all these other lishkas they were only at night. They were shoyim were only at night. So mele that itself makes it that it's not a regular dira that you be chayv mezuzah. Lishkas bed was taken night and day, but it's lacking the tenai, the condition that it's chakayitz and chayiv. It's only 7 days, so that's why he says it's midrais, it's potter. And it's only about the gzeir of Chavish Beis Asurin. Mashengen, all the other lishkas, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kama lishkas hoi b'mikdash hoilem beis dira, and those attack kaitz achorv, zog to siach yitzik, those are only at night, so me'el avaita would not be chayv mezuzah. Akaponim, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that the potem ikar adin, my time in Rabbi Yehuda, is because of Rabbi Yehuda, kol bayis, and also le'moizacham, le'moizac shomim, ein a bayis. So Rashi, v'gabi mezuzah, ein a bayis, v'gabi mezuzah, b'inam bayis choshuv. Zog the Gemara, now two kashes on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The first kash is, Eis v'abaya v'oksiv. There's a posuk that says, in Amos, v'ikesi beis ha-choyr v'al beis ha-kayetz, v'ovdu botei ha-shein v'sofu batim rabinu ma-shem. The posuk over there says that the beis ha-choyr is going to fight the beis ha-kayetz. Now we see clearly that it's a bias, even though it's only the chayiv and only the kayitz. And here we said that it's only osu lemoisacham lemoisach shom is called a bias. In fact, the first kasha is v'abaya v'oksiv v'kesi beis chayiv al beis kayitz. enter the Gemara Amalei, Beis Chayrev u Beis Kais Ikri. They are specifically called Beis Chayrev. They're not called Stam Bayis. But Bayis Stam Aloy Ikri. So it's not schwer that you have a pasuk in Amos that says Beis Chayrev, because that's called Beis Chayrev, not called Stam Bayis. Beis Kais. But Einich Lami Stam Bayis, it has to be Dafka, Lekaitz, and the Chayrev. That's the first kasha. And the Gemara answers, second kasha, for the Gemara Esra Abayi, another kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Mishnah in Maestris that says as follows. Sukkah sachag bechag. If you have a sukkah sachag, that means in order to be chayv in Maisa, an achilas arayv in the soda is not chayv in Maisa. You're not chayv to take off the tithes until there's a riyah b'spnei abayis. An achilas arayv is not a chayv. When there's a riyah b'spnei abayis, then you're chayv. That's kukvah l'maisa. What's called a sukkah sachag? If you have a sukkah in your field, or before your home, and you bring the peiros into the sukkah, is that called the riyas pnei abayis or not? So state over there in the Mishnah in Maisres, the Rabbi Yehuda says it's considered riyas pnei abayis in chayv Maisres. Esri abaya sukkah sachag b'chag for the 7 days that the sukkah sachag is standing. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev for Maisres. It's called that it's riyas pnei abayis. So we see for 7 days Rabbi Yehuda considers it a bias, a dira, and it's mechayev Maisres. So how come over here we're saying that with the rice it's not called a dira because in ena also a bias l'chayitz l'chayev. L'chorish lishkas pahendu should be the same as sukkah sachag, and the Mishnah over there continues. Rabbi Yehuda's din is not just legabe the din of Maisres. First of all, Chachomim Poitrin. The Chachomim over there arguing to say that it's Sukkah Zachag is not considered a Riyas Pnei Abayis when it comes to Maisa. V'toni Allah, it's a Machloikas in three Nekudas. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Be'eruv, that means when it comes to the din of Eruv, if you have an Eruv Chatzeris, and you have numerous homes opening into a Chotzer, they all have to Mishtatev in the Eruv Chatzeris. If you have a Sukkah Zachag that's open to the same Chotzer, so it's Nichlal in the Din Erev. And if he's not Ma'arvi Moyen, then he won't be able to go into the Chotzer. And would ask on the other B'nai Chotzer. So who had Din Legabe the Din Erev, the Sukkah Zachag is considered a bias. So, V'tonei lo Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Be'eruv Uve Mezuzah. And the third thing, he's Mechayev Mezuzah. The Sukkah Zachag is Chayev Mezuzah. It's 7 days, it's considered a Kvias, it's considered a Dira, and it's Chayev Mezuzah. Uve Maisa. Maisa is the initial thing that we discussed, the Mishnah Maisa, that is called Riyas Pnei Abayis. So again, Abayis Kashe is Sukkah Sachag Bechag Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Vechom and Poitrin V'toni Alo Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Be'eruv Mezuzah V'maisa. So we see clearly that Yechayev Mezuzah, how could Rabbi Yehuda say that Midrash is Yepota? And it's only a Gzeir of Shele Yoimru Koin Chovish Beis Asurin, that's what Yechayev Mezuzah by Edin. But if not for that, you're Etzim Potter because it's not called the Beis Dira for Kites and Chorev. Here we see it's called the Bayis for Mezuzah and for Maisa and for Erev also, but it's a Bayis for Mezuzah. Maybe the whole din of Sukkah Sachag is be'etzim not a bias, but it's only a drabonon dika din or to a bias. That means if you're going to say the Sukkah Sachag is not chayv in mezuzah, then you'll say your bias is not chayv in mezuzah either. It's only gzeir drabonon and le'olam it's not shver. But lishkas parhedrin, we don't make gzeira. You're not going to be goyza or to a bias because over there there's more zrizin. Over there it's kahanim, so you're not going to make a gzeira. Then you're not going to make in your bias. And that's the reason why Sukkah Sachag is Chayv and Mezuzah. So the Gemara said you can only say that by two out of the three things mentioned in the Mishnah Maisus. Bishleim Erev and Mezuzah Iklameim and Midrabonon. Erev you can say the Midrabonon Yechayv to Mishtatav and Erev Chatzeres. Mezuzah you can say it's the Rabonon Dik Gzeres Otu Abayis the Yechayv and Mezuzah. Ela Maisam Iklameim and Midrabonon. The third thing mentioned over there in the Mishnah Maisus and it's called the Riyas Pnei Abayis. You can't say it's the Rabonon Dik Adin. Why? Zokti Gemara Davyunam Beis. If you're going to say that it's be'etzem midaraisa, it's not called Riyas Pnei Abayis, and it's not chayv in Trumas Maisis. So then you're going to be mafresh midachiv al aptur. If you can't be mafresh from something that's mechuyev midaraisa to a different place that is not mechuyev, so then it's being mafresh midachiv al aptur midaptur al achiv. So oibazo, you can't be the rabbanon dekedin. Rabbanon dekedinim will cause a michshel. So it can't be that you're answering that it's the rabbanon dekedin. So Elohim Abayi is going to say a new taich in the machloikas of Yudah and Chachomim legabe design yom of lishkas design yemei lishkas behedin that the coin has to be there if it's chayv and mezuzah or not. That's me the Gemara's teretz. But before we see the Gemara's teretz, you have to understand Tosfos has a gevaldik kasha that in the Rabbanon itself it seems like a stira. And weiter, why do we say lishkas behedin is a gzeira because of in the Yehuda, because of Shalayim Mukoyin Gol Chovish Beis Asurin, what's wrong with the regular Gzeirat Rabbanon? So we said because there was reason, but let's see Taisus. Zok Taisus in the bottom. Yehuda Amid Aleph Chite Mid Rabbanon. Maybe the whole din of having a mezuzah and chayv in Maisa and being mishtatav in Erev Chatzeis Rabbanon to Kedin. Vim Toimim Mikomokam Hakati Tikshel El Nami Gabelishes Pahedrin Ligzru Mehay Taimo. Let that be the goof of the reason that Rabbanu take it in. Umayit zech lefrush etayim v'shum shal yoyimu koin gol chosh v'esun. Why did it come out to the reason of chosh v'esun? Yesh loyim ezak toises, ein echanami. The lemayit zech adayit chashel lishkas behedli na mechayv reb yudu mehayit taimu. It's a Rabbanu take it in. They have to have mezuzah otu bayis. V'loyim itam v'shloyimu koin gol chosh v'esun. That's what Tosis answers. Other Rishonim say that you're differentiating taka between Lishkas Behedin, where there's no mokum for his gzera, this Drabon Dikadin or Tubayis, versus a sukkah, which for Amoinam, there is a din of a Drabon Gzin, sukkah or Tubayis. Al Kaponim say Tosis, second kash is, Avotemeli, my koma vichitemi Drabonon, mikol mokum tikshit akati Drabonon adrabonon mikol shekain. Why? The Hocha Patria Filim Rabbonon. Over here, when it comes to Sukkot Zachag, Rabbonon the Argon Rabbi Yudah say Chom and Poitrin by Mezuzah, by Erev and by Maisa, but they Patria by Mezuzah, and they say even with Rabbonon you're not Chayv to have. They argue even with Rabbonon the Kedin. Ule El Mechayv Afilu B'Deraisa, and we like we learned the sugi in the beginning. The Tanakama that holds that Chutz Milish Pahedrin, it was a base deal of Kohen Gadol passes the Raisa Kachia Mezuzah. It's a dira. Because of like the Gvur Sari says, there is Bal Korcha, all the reasons he paid for it, Bal Kaponim, it's the Raisi Mechayev. And here we're saying, Yinari Mechayev Medrabonon. So what's that kind of difference? Fact is, Avotemeli, my Koma Vichitem Medrabonon, Mikoma Kom Tikshi Arat Medrabonon, Medrabonon, Mikolshkein, the Hocha Patra Filim Medrabonon, Ule Mechayev Afilim Medraisa. So Tosis Gvaldige Tetz Vish Loimar. The Rabbonon Adamonon Loi Kasha. The shiny Sukkah, the Diras Arahi. Sukkah be Yisoy, there's a Diras Arahi. Why? The Bekal Yochal Liyoshu Yoitze Mimeno. You can easily leave the Sukkah. You don't have to be there. Any slight reason of Mitztar, you're put from Sukkah. Kuganimu Mitztar, or Yoduk Shomim Vechene Rabbois. Aval Lishkas Pahedrin, you have to be there by force. Similar to the Gvura Saris, that's why Lishkas Pahedrin is called a Dira by 7 days. Aval Lishkas Pahedrin, Shoyim Betoycha Bekvius Mechaiva. That means Rabbonon held a sukkah taka, you're going to be potter. Why? From a mezuzah even midrabbonon, because it's a diras arai. Easily you're out of the sukkah, the first slightest hint of star, of being with star. Mashenga lish b'hedin, you have to be there. You have to be there b'toycha b'kvius. So melech b'chayv mezuzah. And that's the pshat why the rabbonon taka hold by lish b'hedin yichayev, even midraisa. And over here, you're not even chayv midrabbonon, because it's called the sukkah's arai. It's a diras arai. It's not like the kva, a kvius of the b'hedin. Al Kaponim, the Gemara continues. We asked the Kasha, the second Kasha we asked in Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye's Kasha was, Eisve Abaye's Sukkot Zachag B'chag, Rabbi Yehuda's Mechayv, Chom and Poitrin. And it says clearly, Rabbi Yehuda's Mechayv and Mezuzah for those 7 days. And don't tell me it's Rabbanu Dekedin, because of Sukkah Otu Bayis. Because Rabbi Zoi, how are you going to understand the Sugi and Maisa? You can't be Mechayv Maisa, Minachiv al Aptur, Minachiv al Achiv, will end up being a Michshol. So the din of Maisa must be the Reis of the Kachiv, not the Rabbanu Dekedin. So Rabbi Zoi, here also, we see clearly Sukkah Zachag is Chayv, even though it's 7 days. So why Balish Pahedin? The Rabbi Yehuda say it's only a Gzeira, Shalay Yomru, Koyin Chovish Beis Asurin. But Be'etzim on them it will be Potter, because Kol Bayis and also the Maisa Chavim, the Maisa Kshom is not called the Bayis. I we see Sukkah Zachag is Chayv and Mezuzah. Zog the Gemara Nupshat. Elo ma'abaya. Beshiva de kulam aloi pligi de mechayva. Meaning there's no machloikas by the Shiva's yomim of Prisha and Lishkas Behedrin, Rabbi Yehuda, Avar is mechayev, and Mezuzah just like Sukkah. Like we're saying now. Shiva yimei achag, bechag, Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev. And who had in Lishkas Behedrin, Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev. Zog the Gemara Elo ma'abaya. Beshiva de kulam aloi pligi de mechayva. Everyone agrees the 7 days in the Prisha is Chayv and Mezuzah and Lishkas Behedrin. Ki pligi de machloikas is, Beshayim ois hashona. What's the din in this home, Bishayim Oysa Shomano? Meaning, what's the din in Lishkas Behedin the rest of the year, 358 days a year? What's the reason that the Chachom Taka say Yechayev? And Rabbi Yehuda says Yepota for those 358 days. Zog Gemara, what's the machloikas? Rabbonon Savi that says Yechayev on those 358 days, Gazrino Shayim Oysa Shomano to Shiva. You make a gzeira shayim or sashon or teshiva. If you're not going to have a mezuzah for 358 days a year, so then you're going to say the 7 days of prisha in Lishkas Behedin, they're not going to be a mezuzah either. So that's you have to have 358 days the rest of the year also mezuzah. You're not mechayev the mezuzah to be up the rest of the year just because it had to be there for 7 days a year. 7 days a year. 7 days a year, it's called the dira. Mashing the rest of the year, it's not called the dira. So Rashi learns up the sugya that Rabbi Yehuda says loy gazrino the rest of the year otu shiva, that should be a reason to mechayev a mezuzah stam that has to be up the rest of the year in order to ensure that it's up 7 days. But mitzad the reason of shalayomu koyin gol chovish beis asurin, that would yes be a reason why it's up for the 358 days a year. It's not because of the rabbona dekadin that's that your goyz is stam 358 days up to 7 days, but because of the shame base asurin, you want to make sure it's not called the base asurin. It had to be up 358 days. If it's a structure, it's a structure without a mezuzah, it'll say it's a jail. 7 days is not going to make the cut to say it's suddenly not a jail. It has to be up the whole year in order that they shouldn't say that it's chavish base asurin. Zok Rashi, ki plika b'shaim es hashona, rabbonon savri, rabbonon say gazgin hashaim es hashona otte shiva, you be'etzmi goyz is 7 days and 358 days up to the 7 days. Rabbi Yusuf aloy gazginon. But rather, the reason why it's up for 358 is not because of the Gzeiras Tam. Ela lishkas behedim b'shaim es shono oyle mezuzah kedei shtei mechuzekas l'chol yedeo kebeis dira gemura. Shol yoyim ra'al ha-koyen b'shivas yimei ha-sprisha b'beis ha-sun chovush. Because of the Gzeira, not because of the Drabona de Kedin, you goyze 358 out of 7. That Rebbe Yudah says, loy gazrinon. But because of the Gzeira shol yoyim ru, that avada you had to have. So at the end of the day, you had to have shayim es shono too, and that's a machlokes. But shiva kulam alo pligi. So mele tzad astira. Legabe sukkas achag b'chag Rebbe Yudah b'chayev. And who had then legabe lishkas behedim is b'chayev. The rest of the year, that's where the machlokes is. Is it the rabbanon de kedin or it's a gzeira shle yomu chovish beis asurin? Now, why did the chachom argue on sukkas achag b'chag? So that tells you already gives the teretz. Sukkas achag b'chag is not the same kvias. It's an arai lafukalish b'hedin with a kvias de kedin. On that gemara is a kasha. Omar le'rove v'sukkas achag b'chag katoni. The Mishnah in Maisis clearly says that the machlokes Rabbi Yudah chachom is by sukkas achag b'chag. And Sukkos Achag B'Chag means 7 days. And we're not differentiating like we just said now, that there's a difference between Sukkos, Diras Arai, and Lishpa Hedin. It says clearly, Chachom argue by Sukkos Achag B'Chag for the 7 days. You're saying for 7 days, Kulam Alei Pligi D'Mechayva. We see clearly there's a Machlokes by Sukkos Achag B'Chag on the 7 days. And Tosafot here explains in his second Dibur Maskil of Rabbonon that it comes out, it's Mamash Estira in the Rabbonon. Rabbonon, by Lishkas Behedin, says, Gazgin Hashayim Ois Shono Otto the 7 days. So you have to have the mezuzah up all the whole year round in Lishkas Behedrin. And by Shivas Yimei Achag, Rabbonon say clearly, you're potty even on the 7 days. So L'chor, it's not the Pshat Kule Amal Pligi that you have on the 7 days. Elo Magove, Zogd Rove Nu Teretz, B'Shayim Ois Hashono Kule Amal Pligi De Ptura. Everyone agrees that the rest of the year, it's taka potter. That means it's potter side by sukkah and side by the lishkas behedin. The rest of the year, everyone agrees, we're not goyzer to mechayev or to the 7 days. Keep the potter. Keep the machlokes gufa is b'shiva. On the 7 days, the machlokes is only on the 7 days. The 7 days that the mishtamish in the lishkas behedin and in the sukkah, that is where we have a machloikas, Rabbi Yudah Chachomim, an opposite machloikas. What Chachomim holds by Lishka Behedin, they hold the opposite by Sukkah. And what Rabbi Yudah holds by Lishka Behedin, he holds the Sukkah, he holds punkt verkehrt. Zog the Gemara, Elo Magova. B'shayim et shonu kolam le pligi de p'tura. 358 days a year, Lishka and Sukkah are potter. Ki pligi b'shiva. V'sukkah time ilchud, v'lishka time ilchud. Each one has their own reasons, and that's why it's not a shver, Rabbi Yudah Chachomim. Zog the Gemara, Sukkah time elchud. Rabbi Yudah letamei. Why the omas sukkah is digas kva beinon? Rabbi Yudah shita is in the Mishnah in Sukkah that sukkah lemaila michov chov ame is kosher the schach. Why? Because shivas yomim teishu basukkas. So that means it has to be a digas kva. It has to be able to be at least 7 days. So that means that it has to be, it's kosher even l'mayla michof, because there has to be walls that can uphold even l'mayla michof, the schach. So it has to be a diras kva. Diras kva means, sukkah is diras kva be'inon. So if it's diras kva be'inon, so mele yichayim mezuzah. Kva is mechayim mezuzah. The reason why the 7 days of sukkah yichayim mezuzah according to Rabbi Yudah in the Mishnah Maises is because sukkah is diras kva be'inon. V'rai Rabbi Yudah shita is, l'mayla michof is kosher. Because Shivas Yomim means that it has to be kavua. 7 days is the minimal, but it has to be a shame dira for those 7 days, and it has to be a dira's kva, that even l'mayla michov is kosher. The Rabbon l'tamei da'amri, sukkah is dira's arabinon. It's a machlokes if sukkah l'mayla michov is kosher or not. Kung Rabbon dira's arabinon, and 7 days is, that's all it has to be, dafka arai. Dafka arai, that's why it doesn't have to be so strong structure that it can hold l'mayla michov. Faket, l'mayla michov is possible. It has to be something that's araidik. So melo malam michov is posel dafka petoychov. So melo huadin it's a dearest arai and dearest arai is not mechayv mezuzah. V'loy mechayv mezuzah. So that's the gabei sukkah. Zok the gemara. V'lishka. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi.
The only way you can withhold
and hold up such a schach if it has mechitzas kva. So when it comes to the mezuzah, it's called kavua, and it follows the mezuzah, it's mechayv a mezuzah. So that's the gabei sukkah. So the gemara v'lishka time lechud, and balishka it's the egan a reason to rabbonon savri dira bal korcha shmo dira. Since the kohen gadol had to be there against his will, bal korcha, he had no choice in the matter. Dira bal korcha is called a dira. The rabbi the sovar, so that's why it's chayv a mezuzah, because it's called a dira. Like the Gvurasai learns that even though it's pachas milamad yoim, the etzim fact that the bal korcha shafs a shame dira in the chefts of the dira, even less than 30 days, because you had to be the bal korcha for 7 days. So dira bal korcha shmo dira. The rabbi the sova, dira bal korcha loy shmo dira. It's not called the diurin when you did bal korcha. The only reason why you have to have a mezuzah in the lishkas ba'edin is on the rabbonu de kedin. So it shouldn't look like he's in prison. So he placed a mezuzah there, so it looks like he's going to a home, a proper home, not in Beis Asurin. But be'etzem itzad dira bal kocha, it's not called a dira. That would not be b'chayv a mezuzah. It's only b'chayv a mezuzah because of gzera shalayomu kohen gol chovesh Beis Asurin.
So we'll come at la halacha, is taka machlokes apoiskim, if a prison, a Beis Asurin, is chayv a mezuzah, because according to chachomim, dira bal kocha shmo dira. So unless he's there with goyim, that's where he should have an akum, but it's not his. But let's say he's incarcerated in a private cell, so maybe he can ask for a mezuzah because it's a dira bakocha, shmo dira. Others say no, he's potter because it's not called a diras kovid. So mele, it's be'etzim potter, or it's not called a diras kva. Maybe you'll get out, but koponim. That's the gabbai machlokes in dira bakocha. When it comes to sukkah, so over there sukkah, we said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yitaka chayv and mezuzah. Why? I dira bal kocha shmo dira. It's not a chiv dira bal kocha. You can leave the sukkah as you please. Like Toys said in Amud Aleph, you can leave taka. You're not mechuyev to be there. And even if you want to leave without being mitzvah, you're allowed to leave the sukkah. You're not incarcerated over there. So avad it's called a dira and you chayv and mezuzah. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda holds that the reason why sukkah is chayv and mezuzah is because of dira's kva. But mitzad dira bal kocha, it's not called a dira bal kocha. Rabbonon say that sukkah is potter for mezuzah. Why is it sukkah potter mezuzah? Because diras arahi, hitaka argue, and by lishka pahedin, that's because they hold dira bal kocha shmo dira. So mainly, even though he did by force, faket, that shaps the shame dira, even after 7 days. Now we're passing like the Rabbonon that dira bal kocha shmo dira, but the shloh brings in hilchos sukkah, and few people are familiar with the second part of the shloh, that noyegin, so people know when the bazegen zich from the sukkah, they're menashik the dvanois, b'yitziyoson. But the shlo really says, Mishmur brings the shlo, b'knisoson too. What's pshat in knisoson? Why are you kissing the walls? So I wanted to say what pshat is, because since we're choshes for the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that dira bal kocha lo yishma dira, so if a person leaves his abode, he leaves his home, he leaves his comfort of his home, and he goes into a flimsy sukkah, so then you don't want it to be that he doesn't really want to be there. If he doesn't really want to be there, he's only going because of the mitzvah. It's like a dira bal kocha, and dira bal kocha lo yishma dira. If you dira bal kocha lo yishma dira, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah because it's not teishu kain to do. It has to be a dira that you want, not a dira bal kocha. It's not called a dira. It's not a dira. It's not teishu kain to do. So mele you kiss the walls to show that I want to be here. I'm not a bal kocha. B'knisoson you kiss the walls to show that it's not a dira bal kocha. I want to be here. I'm leaving my comfort in my home. I'm going into the diras arai. Why? Varaya, I want a beer. It's not about kochadik because I want a beer. Varaya, I'm kissing the walls. It's chovit for me to do the mitzvah. So that makes it goofed that it's not a dira about kocha. So it's called a shame dira. Now, when it comes to sukkah lahalacha, we paskin that a sukkah is potter mezuzah even b'shiva yimei chag because, like Rabbonon, that it's a dira's arai l'malim chovis posel and it's dira's arai does not need a sukkah. Clearly, in Yordei Resh Pevov, in Hilchos Mezuzah, a sukkah is potter. Now, there's a question in Tov Resh Chavov, the Mishmura brings a Prima Godim that says that if you have a room that the whole year it's a den, it's a room, and the roof slides open, so now in sukkah it becomes a sukkah. So
L'chayra a sukkah is potter min ha-mezuzah. So that means it's potter min ha-mezuzah for those 7 days. So you can theoretically take it off. Zok the pre-chadosh, not just you could take it off, you mechuyev to take it off. It's a chiddush or pre-chadosh, we don't pask like this. But he says you mechuyev to take it off. Why you mechuyev to take it off? Because since for those 7 days you potter, adiras agai is potter for mezuzah. So emela, if you can, after sukkah, the mezuzah will be considered tasav alayim in osui. Just like you can't have a mezuzah built on a mezuzah without the mashkev, and afterwards you put the mashkev, it's called tasav alayim in osui. You have to place a mezuzah only after it's mechuyev a mezuzah. You can't place a mezuzah on something that's potter. So in the 7 days that if potter min a mezuzah, diras arai, if the roof slides off and now becomes a diras arai, so now after sukkahs, you had a sukkah on a place that was potter, and now it became chayv again. It's like placing a mezuzah on a mezuzah before the mashkev is there, because the chiv only starts after sukkahs again. So it was there bizman that it was potter. So it was only blabs tasav alayim in osui. Lemaisa, it's a chiddush of pre-chodesh. The achronim argue and they say clearly it's hakol tasav alayim in osui. Rav Moshe considers this like placing a mezuzah in a home before you move in. That doesn't make a tasav alayim in osui. Over here, you place it. It's on your in your den. Over sukkahs doesn't make it that it's tasav alayim in osui. It's in the den room that happens to be now a sukkah, but it's like it's placed there before you mechuyev, meaning before after sukkahs when you mechuyev again. So it is not called tasav alayim in osui. But the chiddush of prichodesh, if you want to be machmir, then the chiddush of prichodesh is you would have to remove the mezuzah and place it back on. Maybe not with the bracha because it's a chiddush of prichodesh. But a kaponim, those that are chosh for the shita prichodesh in a den, they would remove the mezuzah and place it back on without a bracha because it would be considered according to him tasav alayim in osui because it's in his man that is a dearest ara is potem in asuka. So the mezuzah is on a place that's potter, and now after sukkahs, it becomes chayv again and was on there already, bizman tur, so mel it's like tasvalamin osui. We'll stop over here towards by the bottom of the omelets.